reach out to you more than ever before. Help us to look to you more than ever before. God, that our mind be set on heaven and our heart be fixed on God. And our eyes be looking straight to you, Lord. God bless us for the glory of God. Bless us for the glory of God. The testimony of your working power, your love and mercy, God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Praise God.
Talk about it, pray about it, think about it,
have a desire and a longing to go there, Sister Peggy.
That's the truth.
We're going to make it after a while.
Yeah.
Heaven's going to be home. Amen. It ain't going to be a forethought or a foregone or none of that. It ain't going to be none of that no more. It's going to be home after a while. Amen. What did it say? I'm leaving when I hear that final call. Praise the Lord. That baby sister about said, y'all can call me what you want to right now, but when the Lord comes back, you can call me gone. Praise the Lord. Amen. We ain't going to stay here. We wasn't designed to stay here. We wasn't not sin. Sin come in the world. We wasn't. Anyway, to start with, man wasn't designed to die. Death come after sin. You can read that for yourself in Genesis. Death come after they sin. But I'm going to tell you something. When you get to heaven, there ain't going to be no more death. Amen. There ain't going to be no more dying. I might lay this body down on this side or on this side, where he calls me. But I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to hear him when he makes that final call. Praise the Lord. It seems like his heart gets lifted up sometimes, dwelling on heaven. It just draws you that way. It's got a pull to it. It's like looking at a road map, somewhere you're going.
Yeah.
Amen. When you read your Bible, and when you're reading and praying, and when you're feeling the presence of the Lord and hearing from heaven, it's like a road map you're following, Sister B. You get out there on the highway and think you're going to go to St. Louis, Missouri. You ain't never been out there and ain't never been. First thing you're going to do is get your road map. That's what I do. I give me some directions. You might not ever get there if you don't.
Yeah.
But he left us some directions. Praise the Lord. I feel like going home this morning. What you got, Sister? Page
100.
Page 100. I'm going to take up the tithes and offering while I get this song started.
Oh,
Spirit, when I get the willing on the Spirit, problems of this life and the problems of this world disappear when I get to dwelling on Jesus. Praise the Lord. Things don't look so bad when you've got your mind on heaven. Praise the Lord. This world kind of disappears when you got your eyes like a flint toward the heavens.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You want to get closer to God? Get your eyes on God. Get your heart on the Lord. Get your mind made up and go to serve the Lord. What you got, Sister Pam?
One-third.
In the church. Page 130.
Long years ago,
thou art
to be. We need to get back to shouting for worship God. Amen. We need to lose our worship and praise for God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're missing out on something when you don't praise God.
Yeah.
Lift both hands and shout, "Thank you, Jesus," once in a while.
Yeah.
You still in the Holiness, church?
Thank you,
amen. You still in the Holiness, church?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Let the rest of them be quiet. Holiness people supposed to shout.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I feel like singing about it.
Yeah.
I feel like shouting about it.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't miss trying to talk about it. Do you? Praise the Lord. We need to worship God. Amen.
Yeah.
Worship the Lord is part of serving God.
Yeah,
he seeks such to worship him.
Praise
the Lord. Amen. Part of serving God is in your worship and praise.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
The Lord. Amen. Now you can't tell me you're shouting and praising God at Walmart if you ain't going here at church. Don't tell me. Don't tell me you're praising God that at Walmart and can't testify and shout and praise God at church.
All right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Don't tell me you're praising God at home and can't praise Him in the house of God.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. There ain't nobody said.
Hallelujah.
Hold it down. Ain't nobody told you to hold it down. Praise the Lord. Get up right around the church a time or two. That might get you in the right spirit. You can run around the inside or the outside. You won't embarrass me none. I'd rather praise God than worry about what the devil thinks to start with.
That's right.
Amen. When you get to disobeying God, you get the Antichrist spirit. Did you know that?
Praise the Lord.
An Antichrist spirit. Don't ever pass up shouting in the aisles, praising God, coming up getting anointed. Amen. I told y'all a while back we had put a bottle of oil up there, a bottle of sanitizer. I can anoint you, sanitize my hands, anoint the next one, and sanitize them again, and go right on down the line. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We need to obey God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We never did get that big sign coming in over the foyer. Acts 5:29, I believe it is. Obey God. Yeah. Which one's best, obey God or man?
Obey God.
When you're sitting back on the Spirit and quenching the Spirit, you obeying the flesh, you obeying man.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
I'm taking a chance on sounding like Brother Robert Lee. He loved praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Now he'd get on you for not praising God.
Yeah, he would.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you something. You got that crowd out yonder, the charismatics and the charismaniacs and everything else. They shouting and singing and praising God and worshiping and running around. And the holiness people can't do it.
That's right.
Come on
now.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. That crazy crowd out there get up and dance. If they're in the wrong spirit, they get up and dance.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the right spirit, but they get sticky. They getting up doing something when they're at church. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing wrong with dancing in the right spirit.
That's right.
I've seen Sister Fanny twirl. And her dress would come out like the umbrella, just about. But she never was indecent. Never was. Her dress was long enough that she didn't have to worry about it getting indecent.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
I was over at Little Mission when they invited her to come up and sing. And she got up to go sing. But it was something more than singing she wanted to do. She testified about 45 minutes of shouting and all singing and shouting. Well, she never did sing. She shouted and praised God about 45 minutes and testified. And when it got through, the rest of the church was up with her. They used to go back in the old days to hear Sister Fanny and Sister Carrie Lockner testify.
so they could get up and shout with them and praise God with them.
Yeah.
You got a shout this morning, you need to share it with somebody.
Yeah.
You got a praise this morning, you need to share it with somebody.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We're always looking at everybody else. We need to obey God to start with, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Sure, I want to encourage you, push you forward. But when the Spirit's pushing me, I need to encourage myself too. I need to be encouraged.
Right.
I need to praise God and obey God.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're getting out of the will of God when you lose your praise. You tell me what you want to. He said he's seeking such. That's the ones he's looking for, to praise.
Yeah.
He inhabits our praise.
Yeah.
I lived out at 9581 Gibson Road. But God said He inhabits our praise. He lives in our praise.
Yeah.
You want to hear from heaven? Praise God a little bit. Worship the Lord a little bit. See if that don't encourage Him to come and bless your heart a little bit. You want to get closer to God? Obey God. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to worry about Brother Darrell, but you better obey God.
That's right.
I'm telling you what God tells me. The next one will tell you the same thing, too, if he's telling you what God tells you. Yes. Amen. There ain't nobody going to tell you to shh.
That's for chickens.
Praise the Lord. She's shooing them or hushing them. I don't know if she's shooing them or hushing them. Well, I was saying something else, I believe. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to pray before we come to church. We need to read our Bible before we come to church.
Yeah.
We need to have a shout when we come to church. David was praising God, thanking God when he come through the courts. Mm-hmm. And when he come through the gate, he was praising God. Before he got back to in town there to the, he was going down through the streets and dancing and praising God. And one of them hollered out the window at him. He said, I'll be more vile the next time.
That's right.
He said, I'll be a little bit more tougher about it next time. Only thing I can say. I'll dance a little more. I'll sing and shout a little more.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
amen. We're losing out with something. We're losing out something. We're losing out with God a little bit when we get away from praise and prayer and worship.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. We need to be testifying. They used to stand up. If you quiet down for a minute, I mean, it wouldn't be a minute, a split second. If you slow down for a split second, somebody stand up and testify.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen Sister Stella stand up with a songbook and go to singing.
Yeah.
Quiet down for a few seconds. Then somebody can get up.
Yeah.
You ain't got to wait on me. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You ain't got to wait on me.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Don't wait on me. Obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I give you 2 seconds, obey God and go with you. You might have the key to the service. Praise the Lord. When I start handing you out a program, Graham God is going to say, obey God. It ain't going to have 10:05 and 10:15 and 10:25 and 10:45 and Liam 05 and all. I ain't going to give you out no program guide like that. I'm going to give you a program guide that tells you to obey God. Praise the Lord. They used to teach that way, didn't they? Do they still teach it that way? God's people do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Don't God's people still tell you to worship God in spirit and in truth?
Yeah.
Amen. Serve God the right way. You can worship God the right way.
That's right.
In spirit and in truth.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to have us a roll call. You get up and shout, it's your turn. You get up and shout, it's your turn. You get up and shout, it's your turn. If we don't get into it together, we might need to make us a roll call. You get up, testify, and praise God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. They used to do it. They'd wait for everybody to testify. sometime on Wednesday night, if you didn't testify, all right, you're the last one.
Yeah.
They used to get up. I want to hear everybody testify tonight. Now you can take your turn whenever you feel is right or ever how you want to do it. Y'all go ahead and start right up here. Let's sit down. You get up and go to testify.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm surprised at myself. Now, don't think I'm lifting up myself. The Lord has the door.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that the words I say, the things that I do, and how I live, and what I'm doing this morning, it's still amazing to me because God's still amazing.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
His grace is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Just like the song said, it's amazing grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. It ain't grown stale. And it ain't grown old. And it ain't got to the point where you can say, oh, I'm tired. It seems like it's such a job. And it really is a job. You worship God hard enough and long enough, you'll get tired. But you can lay down and take your little nap and get up and go again. Praise the Lord. That shouting and praising God gives you something spiritually.
Yes,
it might tire this body out, but it'll give you something spiritually that you can run on with.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Exactly right.
Sure is.
Amen. He'll refill your tank physically and spiritually. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Y'all, it looks like y'all still looking at me. Y'all still love me?
Yeah.
Brother Robert Lee used to say that once in a while. Y'all still love me, don't you?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. All right, well, let's have Sunday school. See what the good Lord's got for us in the Sunday school lesson. Lesson number 2 this morning. I know we're supposed to be on lesson number 3, but maybe we'll get to lesson number 3 another time. We missed that first lesson because we did have a pretty good service that Sunday morning. But let's go to lesson number 2 on page 9. And Lord willing, we might catch up this next one another time. Overcoming opposition on page 15. Maybe we can get that one another time. But let's go to page number 9 and lesson number 2. And it's found in the book of Acts, chapter 13. And our lesson is Acts chapter 13, 1 through 13. Going with the gospel. This is where Paul and Barnabas is sent on a missionary trip. And it's the first missionary trip. And they're going out to preach the gospel and to heal the sick. Lift up the brokenhearted, and God's still doing it today. Sister, you want to read?
Yeah.
Read that Acts 13, read that 1 and 2.
Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene. What was it?
Cyrene.
And Manon, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them."
Now, wouldn't you like to be in church with a with a congregation like that, prophets and teachers to start with. And then it goes on to say Barnabas and Simeon. And that Simeon, that Niger, is a surname for Simeon. And they say that's the same Simeon that helped bear the cross of Jesus. Simeon had come out and helped him carry the cross up the hill to Calvary. And they were of Cyrene. And Cyrene is the northern tip of Africa. Somebody said, oh, I hate them black people. These were most, more likely black people. And Manaen, he was from Cyrene. He was more likely a black man. There wasn't just one black man there, there were two. And if you look back at verse 11 and 20, look that up, Sister Lisa. You got your Bible open? Look at chapter 11, verse 20. If you look back, they were there when Paul and Barnabas got there. Read that 11 and 24. Some of them was of Cyrene. Them black men were there when Paul got there. They were on a missionary trip when he got there. I'm going to tell you something. If God gets in the man, the woman, the nationality, and the color, loses perspective. We got our mind set on, oh, that's a black man. Go the other way. If God gets in their heart, I don't care who they are. They can get right with God. Your spirit can interact with somebody that's got touch with God, that's serving God. That day I was over in Piggly Wiggly, I told y'all about it. I seen a black man in there. I ain't never seen him since. I ain't never seen him before that. But he had a glow about him. It was like a white, powdery-looking glow around him. And first thing I done, I walked up to him. I said, "Brother, ain't God good to us?" He said, "He sure is." And we talked and talked. His wife come by, and she had her buggy. And she was still putting stuff in. And when she come by, I kind of thought the story. I said, "That's his wife." It kind of hit me. And she come back a little while later, had put some more stuff in her buggy. She said, "All right, it's time for us to go." We were still talking about the Lord. I didn't care if he was black, yellow, or green.
That's right.
When I seen him, I knew that I was supposed to go talking about the Lord, Sister Lisa. And that's exactly what I did. I said, "Brother, ain't God good to us?" Boy, you can see that powdery haze around his face and head. It was like an angel was lit up. I seen that same look on my aunt that died here back 2 years ago. May it be 2 years ago. I was over there at her house one day. I said, "Miss Lee, is you still holding on to Jesus?" She was legally blind. She turned her head toward me though because she knew where I was sitting at. I said, "You still holding on to Jesus?" And she turned her head. She said, "I sure am." And when she looked at me, it was like a white haze around her head and her face. I tell you, when you get close enough to God, Moses had to put a veil on. He got so bright. The children of Israel couldn't even look up upon him. He was so bright. He had to put a veil over his face and head. You get closer to God, see if your light don't light up. Your light will light up brighter than it's ever had. It'll light up brighter tomorrow than it did today. Praise the Lord. Yes, right. I don't know if everybody ever seen that glow upon me or not, but I want them to see Jesus more than me. Did she?
Yeah, she called to God. She hasn't seen it.
Bless her little heart. She's such a sweetheart. I'm going to tell y'all something. God gets in the hearts and minds of some of these little children, and he puts the mark there that lasts forever. He'll put a mark in your heart that lasts forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's good to us, ain't he? Amen. Boy, they had a congregation going on there. They'd had her, the teacher, or he was like a ruler over a fourth part of the country. Now, he was high ranking. And Barnabas and Saul, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to be in that congregation one of these days. When we make it to heaven, Brother Richie, we're going to be sitting right there with Paul and Barnabas. I ain't going to doubt it one bit. I ain't doubting one bit this morning. Amen. Heaven's full of God's people this morning. Praise the Lord. Read that 3 and 4, Brother Dalton.
When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus.
Now, that might help you a little bit right there too. Fast and pray. That might help you a little bit. Yeah, it will help you. Mix a little fasting with your prayer. I tell you, I'm about to get to the point, Sister Lisa, where I'm losing my taste for this world. I'm losing my taste for the food of this world, the things of this world. Seem like they're just losing any kind of importance. I just want this stuff to fall off of me. Just fall off of me. Where I don't even have a desire for it. I tell you, when they fasted and prayed, the church sent them too. It said that the Holy Ghost sent them, but the church released them from any commissions they had. Any pastors that pastor was pastor, the church released them from any duties they had. They might have had visitations where they was going around. Having services for the other folks that couldn't come to church for them, visiting services. They would go out and have these house services. A lot of these folks couldn't go to church. They'd go out and have what they call cottage meetings. Go out to their house and have meetings once in a while, once a week or something. Sister Emma, they was having service at her house when I first come to the little old church over there. They was having services with her. She had gotten kind of feeble and couldn't come. And I remember going over there to services at her house, Sister Emma. Sure did. We had some good services back years ago. Some of them cottage meetings. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The Lord can bless you at a cottage meeting now. Well, I'll tell you, they're some good services. And they sent them forth by the Holy Ghost. Make sure God's in it.
That's right.
Make sure the Lord's in it. There's so many people out there now, Sister Lisa, that they're walking by the plum flesh. I mean, they're just so fleshly, there ain't no way God can be in it.
No.
You can tell me what you want to. There's some of these places, they got so worldly that they said the church is getting worldly and the world's getting churchy. Everybody's saved, don't know the first thing. A lot of them don't even know the first thing about salvation. Say something about the commandments of God. What is that? What's the commandments of God? One of the first things Jesus said was something about the commandments of God. The young rich ruler walked up to him. Right there in the first part of Matthew.
Uh-huh. Right.
What must I do to make it to heaven? Keep the commandments of God. He said, this I've done from my youth up. But he didn't know nothing about keeping the commandments of God. Because when the Lord told him, said, you lay down that money you got and then possessions you got. Sell that and give to the poor and then follow me. That was his God. And when Jesus pointed it out to him, the Bible says he dropped his head and turned away sorrowful. And Jesus said, how hard is it for a rich man to enter into the heavens? Praise the Lord.
You give your all to him, brother, there.
Yeah.
Give your all to him.
Yeah. That's right. I don't care if you got $5 million, you can obey God with it. If God blesses you with it, you can obey God with it. But you can't obey that and obey God. You can't have that as a master and God. You got to let one of them go if you're in the wrong. Peter told that man, here, take this money so I can have that gift that you got. Peter told him, said, your money and you perish because you believe that the gift of God could be bought with silver, money. You can't buy the gift of God with this world. This world ain't got nothing that'll equal up to the gifts of God.
You can't buy God's blessings.
You sure can. To start with, you're in the wrong spirit trying to bribe God, bribe the Lord. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of them TV preachers and all that's talking about send me $100 or $500 and God will bless you and all that. You better not believe that. Tell you something, that's what was wrong with the Pharisees. They were corrupt with their money and their mindset. They thought if you was poor, God didn't have nothing to do with you. They thought if you wouldn't dress with the robes and the righteousness that they had and the same lifestyle, that you wasn't even born of God. You couldn't even be born of God. Bible says God chose the poor of this world to start with.
Praise the Lord.
We got to have a purpose in our heart and mind to serve God.
Yeah.
Sister Audrey, you ain't got no book, do you? Andy, read that section at the top of the knee. This is a good time to read this section. Read it good and loud for us. Now, a lot of times, that fasting and praying and being constant and consistent in searching God and seeking God will show you the way you need to go. You see, that quiet voice when you first believe can grow to be a loud and clear voice, spiritually speaking, and audibly speaking. God can speak to you with an audible voice.
Yes, he can.
Don't tell me he can't, because I know he can. He spoke to me one day, and buddy, I've been listening. You'll listen to God when he speaks to you.
Yes, he will.
You won't sit there and act like you lost and numbified. God will wake you up when he speaks to you. It'll wake you up. You might disobey God. Don't think you won't. You might fall short. You might fall short. You might do something wrong. Don't get me wrong. Now you can. You might even intentionally do something wrong. But You better make it right with God.
That's
you
right.
better repent and get your heart right with the Lord and keep it right. You can fall.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You can fall. But the thing of it is repenting and getting back right with God.
That's right.
And then getting your heart back right with the Lord. Audrey, you got your Bible. Look at chapter 22. I'll get you to read that for us. Chapter 22. The thing of it is, folks, we got to have ourselves situated with God. It says the peace of heart and the replaces the burdens. God can answer your prayer. You can be a prayer warrior and have full assurance of your situation with God. Read that 14 and 15 in chapter 22. I want y'all to listen to this. Read a good line for us, Lord.
For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of who thou hast seen and heard.
Now, does that tell you or not that you're supposed to be a witness for God? That you're supposed to seek the calling of God? That thou shouldest know his will? That thou shouldest know his will? You don't have to do everything the evangelist does.
Right.
You don't have to do everything the whole choir does. Or the whole sanctuary does. You don't have to do everything everybody else in Richmond County is doing. Figure out the calling of God. He'll get you to doing what he wants you to do. That's where a lot of people messes up. That thou should know his will. See that the just one. And should hear his voice. Leslie, we got a thing to do with God. That's a one-on-one relationship. We got a thing to do with the Lord that the rest of them don't do. They can't witness to your people like you can. I can't witness to them like you can. You got to witness to your people. You might just be called to be faithful to your husband and children and your family. You see, faithful to come to church, pay your tithes. That's what they said about the little lady that was making the coats and all when she died that Peter raised up. What was her name? Deborah?
There you go.
That was it. And boy, when she died, they were sitting around sobbing and crying, talking about the clothes and the coats and stuff that she had made for the neighborhood and for the women. And Peter come in there and he raised her up from the dead. You talking about a shout in the camp. You do what God wants you to do, you'll have a shout in the camp. You might not never raise nobody up from the dead, but you can have a shout in the camp.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Now, I've seen one come back to life, but if you see one come back to life, it'll be God that does it. Amen. It won't be the preacher. Praise the Lord. Paul and Peter and Barnabas and the rest of them, they had a relationship with God like we can't never have now. They walked hand in hand with Jesus on this earth. See, we can't have that relationship they had back 2,000 years ago. Now when the Lord comes back after his church, we can have the relationship with the Lord he wants us to have. Leslie, you want to read? Okay, read that 5 and 6.
Thank you.
can get mighty interesting when you follow the Lord. They went and preached the Word of God in the synagogue. They was obeying the Lord, you see. They were doing what God called them to do. And it didn't say that the devil found them. It says that they found the sorcerer, Bar Jesus. And when they had gone through the aisle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet. You go around to these churches, people think you're kind of crazy, or maybe even telling lies when you say there's false prophets out there, false preachers, and false teachers. I tell you what you do. You go by their lifestyle. You go by the way they preach. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible's full of regulations and requirements. I hear some of them on the radio, them radio preachers. Sister Lisa, you can listen to the same one 10 times. And they won't never name one sin. But they can preach around it. Boy, they know how to preach around the Word of God. They know how to preach around sin. And they know how to preach around a message. You see what I'm saying? They'll preach everything but sin. They won't tell you nothing about adultery. They won't tell you nothing about breaking the Sabbath. They won't tell you nothing about dressing right and living right. Staying out of this world, a sin sick world. Did you know they got homosexuals in the White House now? I hope you didn't vote Democrat. I'm starting to hope that you didn't even vote, period. I'm starting to think that the Republican Party is just as guilty as they are. They'll talk against the Democrats. The Democrats will talk against them. They passed a $2 trillion stimulus package. What but 9% for the stimulus and for the people? Well, the Republicans signed off on it too. What did they do with the other $1.9 trillion? You can't tell me that crowd up there ain't polluted. That crowd up there in Washington's polluted. They become a stink in my nose. The Bible talks about them becoming a stink in the nostrils of God. You keep up with them long enough, they'll become a stink in your nose too. We're worried about what the conservatives are doing. We're worried about what the liberals is doing. If they ain't got their mind set on serving God, they ain't doing right. I'm going to tell you something. If a man being married to a man ain't a sin, they won't never be a sin. My nephew was trying to tell me that recently. Well, they make law. You can't. It's a law. You can't. It's a law. I said they change all the laws they want to. That don't make it right. You got laws of nature that can't be changed. They want to put girls and boys in the same locker room, in the same bathroom, and on the same ball teams and all that kind of stuff. This world is sick. It is full of sin. And it is sick. And if you ain't sick of this world, you might have some sin in your life.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I just want to live with him for a little while, Mama, Daddy. I just want to live with him a little bit and see how things work out. We may get married in a year or two. I just want to live with him a little bit. See how things... I tell you how things are going to work out. It's going to be full of the devil. You think you're going to get along with somebody living in sin? Living a life of sin? You think the devil's going to pat you on the back and pat you on the rump? You doing good, baby. Some of this stuff makes me so sick I can't hardly get over it no more, Sister B. A fella down the road died the other year, a couple years back, 70-some years old. Him and the woman he was living with, what they married. They'd have parties down there, dinners and get-togethers. There'd be little children running around the yard. They'd have tables and cloths and stuff set out there. And the old man and the old woman shacking. They'd bring the little grandbabies and the little young'uns and the sisters and the brothers, and there'd be 50 of them down there. And work the grand old man and the old woman there was shacking up. There ain't nothing wrong with nothing no more in this world. If you want to identify as a little boy, you can be a little boy. If you want to identify as a little girl, you can be a little girl. I say there's some nut out there in Texas somewhere, he wants to identify as a 10-year-old, and he's wanting somebody to adopt him and feed him and wash him and clothe him and take care of him like a little child. I'm 10 years old. I want me a mommy and daddy to look out for me. He's got a thing out. They talk like he's on social media and everywhere else, wanting to find him a mom and a daddy to take care of him. And he's 30-some years old.
Well, he don't have to get on there to do that.
90%
of the world.
Yeah.
His mom and daddy must be dead. He's looking for an adopt a mom and daddy. That's what he said he got on. That's what it said he's got on there. Adopt a mom and daddy. He's wanting somebody to keep him up, pay his bills, cook his dinner, lay his clothes out, help him with his shoes. Everything is.
Yes, you can. I teach you how.
Sister Dana, you want to read that 7-8? Read that 7-8 for us on the bottom of page 11.
Which was written at which was written at the dead of the king, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the dead from the faith.
Now, that sorcerer, Bar Jesus, you think that name would mean he was against Jesus? You know what that name means? Anybody? It means son of Jesus. It means son of Joshua. But now, when you say Bar Jesus, you think that would be an Antichrist type name. You know? Like sorcerer. But what did the Bible say about him? He was a certain sorcerer and a false prophet. And a Jew. Everybody that you talk to, ain't going to line up with God.
That's right.
They might line up against God. Mm-hmm. They were seeking to turn the deputy away from the faith. He was working for the deputy. That was his real name, his surname, Elymas, the sorcerer. And that means a magician. He was into magic and astrology or something and all. It says he was a wise man. If you study it upon him, he was a wise man. And he wasn't no dumb man to be working for the deputy of the county or the province or whatever. He must have been a pretty smart man. Sister B, you want to read? Read that 9 and 10.
Saul, who is also, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all substance and all this
You see, everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't on the same side when it comes to Jesus. He was a false prophet, a false teacher, a sorcerer. He had a bad name. He was following the deputy around. And he was trying to keep him from hearing the Word of God and having faith in the Word of God, because he was fixing to lose his little position with a high-ranking official, you see. They got their mind on other things besides the Lord. A lot of them got their mind on money, you see. They got their mind on position. Come on over to our church. I'm the assistant pastor, and I'd like for you to come on up and sit on the front pew. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people out there that'll pat you on the back, rub you on the head. You're doing such a fine job. You're such a wonderful saint, a little wonderful soul. And you're shacking up. You're telling lies. You ain't done nothing right in 6 months. Come on, brother. Yeah. I'll tell you something. If you against righteousness, it said against all righteousness, an enemy of all righteousness. I'm going to tell you something. If they against the Bible, if they doing against the righteousness of God, if they doing things against the Word of God, they got the wrong spirit. They got the wrong attitude. And Paul picked up on it. Now, I don't think all of us together got the power that Paul had. But if you remember back, we read it in the first lesson where Paul was struck down. We read it last week where he was blinded. Paul had a connection with God about blinded eyes. So you can't fault Paul for telling this man he was going to be blind for a season, because he had been blind for a season. It wasn't for 3 days. But really, a season, according to a year, is 3 months. So I feel like this guy was probably blinded for 3 months. And if you want to get on God's wrong side, he will cast judgment on you right then. Yeah. Ananias and Sapphira, when they stood before Peter, they fell dead right then, lying to the Holy Ghost. You see, you can cause God sometime to cast judgment on you right then. That willfully sinning, that willfully going the wrong way, willfully doing something. I know a fella that told me, said, you come down here at the courthouse one more time for hitting a woman, you're going to get an automatic 2 years. Some of them judges don't like you hitting on them women folk. I don't care if they're your wife or who they are. That fella ain't hitting no more women.
Some women folk don't like it neither.
Praise the Lord. When they tell you they're going to put you in jail for 2 years, you'll quit hitting on them. This world passed judgment on you too. You keep acting up, doing the wrong thing. You think the devil's on your side, he'll have you in jail down there sitting beside some of the rest of them. You'll be wondering what the world... I thought you was taking care of me. The preacher would go down there and preach to you on Sunday down there, or Saturday evening, whenever they have prison service, jail service, they might go down there and preach to you. If you hadn't listened to the devil, you wouldn't be in here. No, he don't. I'm going to tell you something. You could be locked up spiritually. You ain't got to be locked up down there at the jailhouse. You get yourself in the wrong situation, you get locked in there and can't get out. Take you a long time to get out if you do. But the best way to get away from sin is to serve the Lord. If it takes you 6 months to get out from under your problems, or 6 years, I don't know, whatever it might be, the Lord will lead you out of your problems. It might not take the 6 minutes for one, but you can't go by what it takes for the other. You got to go by what it takes for you. God will lead you out of it the same way. He ain't on the timetable. God don't work by no clock. Verse 13 on page 12 says, "Now when Paul and his company loosed from Patmos, they came to Perge in Philadelphia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem." Now, if you read that paragraph down here, paragraph 13, it talks like John left because he didn't really want to work. He didn't really want to be on a missionary trip. He didn't really want to do this or that. You can't go by that. It says John departed and went back to Jerusalem. John was never called to go on that missionary trip. He met up with them in Antioch. So he worked with them while they were there. And when they got ready to leave, he went back to Jerusalem. I wouldn't say for one minute that John was wrong doing nothing, unless the Bible tells me he was wrong for doing it. You can't assume what you want to assume. Everybody that's sitting here might not be here next Sunday. They might come and say, "Brother Durham, I feel like the Lord sent me to Africa. Y'all pray. Y'all pray for me. I don't believe God's going to send me over. He might send you. One of y'all. I believe I'm where the Lord wants me to be at." But the thing of it is, God might send somebody one place and another somewhere else. You ain't got to follow Paul if that ain't what God wants you to. You still follow Jesus.
Right.
You ain't got to follow John, Mark, or Peter, or none of the rest of you. You ain't got to follow me. You obey the good Lord, you'll be where God wants you to be at. If it's right here, you'll be here. I believe about everybody that's here is supposed to be here. But I'm just giving you an example. You can put in your pocket something that you can carry with you. Be where God wants you at. Be faithful to the Lord. Amen. If He wants us to get together as a group, we'll be together as a group.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be together as a church. Amen. When the preacher comes in, he preached the word of God in the synagogues. Amen. If we follow God, we'll hear the word of God. Amen. I hated to have to cancel that with Sister Shirley Lester. They called back a few months ago. We had talked to them back at Pembroke. I don't know, about a year and a half ago, they was down in revival. And then they called here a month or two ago, a couple months ago, wanting to come this way to preach some, evangelizing. But I told them, I said, we've been so careful and we hadn't had no COVID and we're down to one service a week and we're still anticipating this stuff to break and get through with or whatever. I said, I hate to cancel, but y'all keep us on your list, you know, and you call them. Maybe we can work out something later on. But you can't go out on a limb and act like that limb ain't going to break with you. You keep going out far enough, that limb's going to break, you're going to fall. There's too many of these places and churches and all went out on a limb, burying the people. I know churches that's buried aunts, uncles, the mama,
youngins,
and everything else with COVID. I thank the Lord we had to bury one.
God,
praise the Lord. Amen. I told some of them just this past week, I said, yeah, we just still having one service. I didn't know y'all was even having church up there no more. I said, yeah, we've been having church for 25 years up there now. I said, but since COVID, we've just been having one service. Well, I didn't know that. He wasn't supposed to know it, I don't reckon. He wouldn't come here no way. And if he did come, he wouldn't last long. Because I ain't going to put up with that homosexual spirit. And you ain't neither if you got Jesus. The boys had a name for it and been called guilty for it. And then he's going to have enough nerve to come up and tell me, we still have a church. I said, we still holding on to the Lord. Huh? I didn't say we was holding on to this world. A lot of people, they're sorcerers. and them false prophets, they just want to run their mouth to you, you see. They just want to say something, try to get you down. I said, no, we still holding on to the Lord up there. I said, I believe we had 15 this past Sunday. I believe, was that what we had last Sunday? I think that's about what we got today. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to go looking for the devil just because it said they found that sorcerer. You go in Jesus' name, you're going to find him too. Even if you ain't looking for him. There he is. Let's see if we can harass him. There he is. Let's see what we can say to shake him up. There he is. There she is. Let's see what we can do to get her. They'll do you the same way. They don't care if you're a man or a woman. Praise the Lord. Let the devil know you're still serving God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're talking like I've been going to that church where I'm at since I was 9 years old, playing the piano, this, that, and the other. I said, well, good for you. Praise the Lord. Ain't the Lord good to us?
All the time.
Ain't the Word of God good to us?
Yes. Praise God.
Praise the good Lord. Let's see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody got a birthday? What is today's date? 21st. Today's the first day of spring. Yesterday was the first day of spring. What about anniversaries? Anybody got a happy anniversary? Any happy anniversaries? Emily, you want to help us with our dropping pennies? You don't want to help us? Okay. She said she'll carry the jar around. Make sure they put all the pennies in there, okay? Drop in, hear those pennies fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will give them more. Drop in, hear those pennies fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will give them more. Sing us a song.
Yeah.
You don't want to sing a song for us?
She said this morning that she was going to do one of the two things, either sing or do the penny thing, so she did the penny
thing. Okay. All right, well, let's give her a hand. Come on, Sister Amy, sing one of yours. Sing one of yours, and Lord willing, we'll go right on that way to the preaching ministry after this. I tell you, little children, such a blessing. Solomon said, blessed is he that has a quiver full of. You got your house full of children.
That's where the Lord can really bless you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Now
Yes, he does.
That's right. That's the truth. But he got to get over that.
That's right.
That's right. We got to start praising
him.
That's right.
We got to start worshiping
him. Amen.
Praise God. The devil's out to do his job.
Yes, he does.
But are we out to do our job?
Right.
Yeah.
To worship the true one God.
Yes. That's right. Yeah.
did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad he loves me. Praise God.
So Jesus.
Praise the
Lord. When you think he don't see you, he sees you.
Yes,
when
he
you
does.
Don't think he hears you,
he hears
he
you.
Does.
He
does.
He sees the little sparrows that fall.
Yeah.
That's right.
How much more are we to him, Brother
That's
Darryl?
Right.
That's right.
Praise God. I love the Lord, and I just thank you for what he's done for
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've had some trials and testimonies this way. And sometimes I fail, Brother Darryl.
Right.
Sometimes I come short. I ain't perfect.
Right.
But I'm striving to get there.
Yeah.
Praise the
yeah.
Lord. Yes, God. I'm striving to get there.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he's been always there for me.
Always.
That's right.
And whatever he'll take me through, he'll be right there with me.
That's
yes.
Right.
Praise he'll take me all the way. Praise God.
Yeah.
He ain't
right.
Gonna never leave me.
Praise
God.
Right.
Lord
forsake.
Lord forsake. Sometimes we hear may feel alone. We may feel like we're the only one in the world.
That's right.
But the Lord loves us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Praise
God.
We are his people.
Right. Yeah.
We are one of them. And
yes.
Yeah.
That's
God.
Right.
I'm so
glad praise
I'm
the Lord.
One of them.
Yeah.
Praise his holy name. I love the Lord. I really do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I sit and say, well, I'll just let someone else.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't.
The Lord says, testify.
You
got
to testify.
That's
right.
And when you leave, you're going to regret that you didn't do
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's looking
right.
For a willing
yeah.
Yeah.
It sure
I
is.
Use,
that's right. That's right.
I want to be that vessel that
yeah.
You can use. Praise God. If it's just saying a word to help somebody.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
Okay with me. You're helping
yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
And you're encouraging them.
Yeah.
That's
you're
right. Helping
them along this way.
Yeah.
Praise God. Pray for me that I'll be what you have me be.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not serving man now.
No.
No.
And brother, I've learned my lesson through the years.
Yeah.
You don't look at man.
No.
That's right.
Do
you don't listen to man.
Do
only if they're telling the words like Paul said.
That's right.
You follow
that's
him
right.
As he follows
Christ. Right.
You better be sure they're following.
That's
right.
Right.
That's
right. Life
will
line up.
People will lead you in the wrong
direction. Yes, they sure
yeah.
Will.
But
they sure will.
If you follow Christ Jesus, you ain't got no
that's
doubt.
That's right. You'll
you
be right.
You're going to go the straight way.
That's right.
That's what he wants to say.
That's exactly
pray for me. And I'll pray for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, pray
for
me.
I just had to tell him.
Yeah. Thank God.
It's your turn to testify. I told him, don't it, Lisa. But praise God, I got to tell it again.
Go
yeah.
Ahead.
I got to tell it again, girl.
All right.
Bless her, Lord.
I said, I'm going to sit back today. I don't feel good. My legs, my knees, bothered.
Praise
now,
God.
Basically, it's like me and you going to have to take over every time. Y'all keep saying that I am going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, come on and win.
Yes.
Help me out some.
Yes,
Lord. Come on.
Let's tell you what. These teeth might fall out, but I'll let them get to pull it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't talk with them, but I can't talk without them.
Yeah.
And they're going to see, honey, this morning in
yeah.
Church.
Yeah.
It was a hard time for y'all, Lisa. I was sitting there trying to play and pray. But God let you come for it.
Yeah.
He don't leave us begging.
No.
He's no more head with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it when you can't get through.
Yeah.
You hardly see the burden or you're feeling bad.
Right.
Now, I don't feel good all the time. Nobody knows how sick I've been.
Yeah.
But I don't intend to let the devil make me sit on the bench
right.
When I need to talk about Jesus.
That's right. That's
I can
right.
Tell y'all something I saw more coming to church. But if I tell you, Brother Darryl, you
yeah.
Wouldn't believe
yeah.
Well,
tell
it. I saw it before I come to church. I was sitting, I'm going to tell it anyway. God knows.
Tell it.
I was sitting in my chair, Sister Pete, and I was praying. God give us a good service.
Yeah.
I need a blessing every Sunday.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait to get here when I'm able.
Right.
Yeah.
Some Sundays I ain't able to walk. I can't get out of bed. Lord.
Right.
I was sitting in my chair and I had my eyes closed. I was praying to God for everybody in this church. And a big old tall woman come before me. She was dressed in green clothes, had long stringy hair. I saw this when I had my eyes closed, but my spirit saw it.
Yeah.
And she was standing there. And I kept her rocking in a prayer. And she kept coming closer. I said, don't you come no closer to me. I said, I know who you are. You're the devil.
Yeah.
I said, get out of my house tonight, mean it. I don't want you in here. And this woman smiled. She's real tall. I said, I know what you come for. You want to get in that service this morning. But if I got anything to do with it, you ain't coming in, Sister Abby.
Right.
I said, you ain't coming in there aggravating all of us.
That's right.
We don't get to see each other there but one time a week.
Right.
And when we come in here, we don't need to sit on the bench. If you don't feel like praising the Lord, I ain't praise him anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise him anyway.
That's right.
I may sit still sometimes, but I'm waiting on somebody else. I feel like I take over the service too much. I said, well, maybe Lisa will do something today.
Yeah.
Thank God, Lisa, I thank God for you.
Yeah.
And I was praying for you.
Yeah.
You know, we got to pray for one another.
Yes, we do.
We got to be on the rock.
Yeah.
I don't wait till I get to church to pray there.
Right.
I pray at home.
That's right.
That's where it begins, at home.
That's right.
And then it sheds abroad when you come to church.
Yeah.
You serve God for the week. And then you come on Sunday to worship.
Right.
That's right.
Now he's chewed the line this morning.
Yeah.
Somebody chewed it in too because he finally broke.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He come down on all of you.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Look up, dog. Don't look down on you, nose. Look up.
That's right.
Yeah. You're going through a battle right now, but God's going to bring you out soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Keep praying. You and Amy, keep praying.
Yeah.
God did it. He'll see you. Come to that move. He's going to lead you out.
Yeah.
He's going to lead you out. If you feel like praising God, you praise him no matter who's sitting around or who's looking.
Yeah.
That's one thing, Sister Abby. Don't look who's looking, Sister Lisa.
Yeah.
And then we're supposed to look at the soul. Look at Jesus.
That's right.
He's the one that gives us that bread.
That's right. Yeah.
I want y'all to sure pray for me because I got to go back to the doctor. If this rooster call didn't do no good, what you did, Lisa? They're going to take the kneecap out and put another knee.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt an operation, but I got work in my gun. I'm going to have to do something.
Yeah.
I know God's able to bring
you.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm 81 years old.
Yeah,
it's hard when you get old. The older you get, the worse the knee in your body gets. You should have. But I'm still strong in Jesus.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
I'm going to get the hip. I've been getting rid of some stuff because I feel like I'm going to soon go. I just ain't got my funeral planned out yet, but I've been able to write it down and tell Pam what I want it done at my funeral, who I want to preach. I got so down, this is so low, that I felt like I was going to soon leave here. But God knows when the time's coming.
Yeah.
And I said, God, let me be ready.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I can see so many people here and I'm dying. Lost without God. Under their influence of drugs, alcohol. They don't care about God. This young crowd of people don't care a thing about whore hopping and sex is all they care. They better quit it. God ain't in it. They're going to be cut out, cut down like a tree, an old tree. And they're going to fall before they get old enough. And they're going to quit it. God is getting angry at this world. He's letting it come on. If you can't contain yourself, get married and stay married. That's the thing to do. That's pretty plain, Darrell.
That's right.
The D-O-C-I come to the moon.
All right.
D-O-C-I. God gave me that and had to say it.
Yeah.
What God did in the D-O-C-I. I see. God sees everything that goes on.
That's
Sister Dina, he knows all things.
Yeah.
ways.
You ain't got nothing here from God.
That's right.
God sees and he knows.
Yes, he does. Yes.
He does see, right? Hey, kind of hallelujah. Oh, still my mama.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost knows too.
Yes, he does.
He'll bring it out.
Yes,
you don't know nothing about nobody, but God bring it out.
Yes,
I've had you on my mind all week.
Yes,
I said, Lord, is Lisa going through a trial? I said, Dina, is she all right, Lord? Abigail at work, Lord, be with her.
Every one of them.
I'm not bragging about praying because I pray for myself more than anybody else, Leslie. Because you know this self, it gets in the way sometimes.
Yes, it does. It does.
But I love all of you. And I hope to meet y'all there along with you.
Yeah.
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 I want to go to heaven.
Lord,
that's an awful place.
Yes, it is.
Awful place. Awful place.
Yeah.
And y'all pray for me. I need prayer.
Yeah.
I've got to go back a few more weeks about me. And I just feel like they're going to take the kneecap out, but God is going to be with me.
Yes, he will.
He said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If God tells you not to worry about something, you don't worry about it. But I've been hearing things. I'll be sitting in the chair and something will tap me on my shoulder at night. I'll be looking. I got a lot of catalogs and I sit and look at them. And I got my little
Bible
thing
reader.
I give Dalton and Darryl one for Christmas. And it tore up. The battery's gone in it. I said, Devil, you ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah.
I said, I don't have any Bibles right now. I can pray. Because
yeah.
I can't see no way. My vision's getting bad. Because
yeah.
I had them many strokes in my head. But God is able to let me see as good as anybody else.
That's right.
See the ring, but I can see people, but they're a little blurry.
Yeah.
God knows this. He knows what we need before we even ask.
That's right.
I love every one of you.
Yeah, I love
if
you
there's
too.
Anything I could do, I might can't do nothing but pray. And I got some old bad teeth.
Yeah.
I can still pray.
Yeah, that's right. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, is that all you want me to say? I guess so.
Praise the Lord. Praise
you know, Lord. I ask God, is that all, Lord?
Yeah.
That's right.
If you ever see me look up, I'm talking to God in my heart.
Yeah.
What is it next, Lord?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So that's an I've said another. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Just let Lazarus, just one drop.
Yeah.
But you can't change.
And they're not going to change. But God can change him.
Yes.
Yes, he can. And I think sometimes, Lord, if you just shake him over hell.
Yeah, that's right.
Just show them really what hell is.
Right.
That's right.
God can do it.
Yes, he can.
He can do it, can't he?
Yes, he can.
He can do it.
Some people think they're so hard, but they're not hard.
Right.
Mm-mm. And God's got to do it.
Yes.
Right.
Praise God.
Right. Just felt like feeling that.
Well,
hell is
an
awful place.
Sure,
yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord.
I appreciate the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
I'm sitting here talking to God because the devil has been fighting.
Yeah, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Come on, man.
He tries to take everything from
us.
Right. If you want to praise the Lord for, you want to appreciate God for everything he does. Everything he's doing and everything I know he will do.
Yeah.
Because he is faithful.
Yes,
we may
he
not
is.
Be at all times, but he's so faithful.
Yes.
He's always there for us. I was telling Lisa this morning
That's
about
right.
a dream I had. And I told her, I said, in the beginning of the dream, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But there was this big hill within a mountain. I'm not sure, but there was a few people up there, but most of the people were behind me. There was a crowd of people. And every so often I noticed somebody would go up on this hill, and they were on the hill, and they were taking bits of things from it. And it was white of the stuff that they were taking. And somehow in the dream, I started seeing people praise God. And then the Spirit of the Lord come on me, and I was praising God.
That's
God
what
was feeding his people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the dream was about. God is real.
Yes.
He's real. He's here for us no matter what. And he's going to feed his people.
That's
you
right.
just got to be willing.
That's
you've
God.
Got the wallets. You've got to go for it. And he'll be right there with you.
Yes,
he's
will.
There through everything. He'll
yeah.
be
with you.
Yes.
That's just like the other night when that bad storm come up and a leader of camp text me. I'm not one. Trust me, I respect God's word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect the mama races to do that. We respect God's word.
Yeah.
No matter what, no matter where you're at.
Right.
But he kept texting my phone and said, the storms is going to be bad. If you want to come over here, I got God.
That's
yeah. I got God. I don't want to run from this. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen no matter where I'm at.
That's right. That's
and
right.
But I begin to pray. No matter how many texts they kept sending me, it's going to be bad. It's coming. You know, it's not far away.
Yeah.
I began to pray. I said, Lord, you did it once.
Yeah.
I know you'll do it again.
Lord,
yeah.
Come, these storms.
Yeah.
And he called them.
Yeah.
There was a peace.
Yeah.
And it was still, and it was calm. And she changed me again. The worst thing ever. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
God just made it happen.
Yeah.
The worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Same thing with ours, but they're young,
yeah.
and we had those young minds at one time too.
That's
but
right.
But y'all continue to pray for them. pray for all our lost.
Yeah.
And pray for me, and I'll pray for y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
So it's probably more so y'all service than the inside. But don't worry about hindering Brother Darrell. It's a blessing to me to see him get up and get in. I mean, I can't do it all. Lord knows. God, he had to have 12 disciples. He didn't just stop with one. Jesus didn't stop with one disciple. He went till he got 12. Just one. If he only needed one, he'd have stopped at one.
Right?
So, obey the good Lord. Come on, Sister Abby. I'll pray for him. The Lord bless you.
Come on.
I appreciate the Lord this morning. I'm so glad to be in church. I'm glad we got that brunch you threw a little bit. Let's keep it. Two through two. Let's not get another one. You know, sometimes, Sister Lisa, the devil will try to put things, and it's like you think you get through one, and then there's something else. You think you get through that one, and then there's something else. But we're not going to let no something else. I get tired of it, Sister Lisa. I get so fed up with it. I was sitting there and trying to sing the first one, trying to sing the second one, and trying to keep going, and it was good song to have somebody with me all the way. Now, Sister Dina, that was just enough to get you hyped up.
Yeah.
And you keep tripping over that rope, and then the next one, and the next. I never shall forget when all the burdens.
Right.
And I was thinking back when all the burdens rolled away. How good that felt.
Yeah.
But it was a bond. It was a bond. And sometimes you have to acknowledge the devil. You have to acknowledge that he's there, because if you don't, you blame it on so-and-so.
Yeah,
and it's so-and-so's fault, and it's this fault, and I was thinking about that, and it's my fault. And it's no, it's the devil's fault.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Sister Abby, the devil just comes to hinder. That's what he does. He kills, he steals, and he destroys. And if you let him, he'll kill your joy, he'll steal your joy, and he'll destroy your joy all together. That's my joy.
Yeah.
Glad to be in church this morning. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Now that I know what it's all about, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Y'all help me out this morning. And I know, don't nobody look back there, but I'm going to tell you what time it is. It's almost 12:30. It's 12:25, but I'll probably be done by 12:30. So don't nobody get too antsy. You don't know it don't take me long. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms chapter 136 and starting with verse 1. That's Psalms chapter 136 and starting with verse 1. Can you find it if you would say amen? Psalms 136 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of God, God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. to him who alone doth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Now note that in the chapter there are 26 verses, and every one of them end with, for his mercy endureth forever. Right? Make a mental note of that and keep that right there.
Yeah.
Now turn with me to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 7. That's Matthew chapter 18 and verse 7. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 7. And it says, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Read that once more. It says, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense comes.
That's right. That's right.
Now you're seated. Thank you for those that could stand. In Psalms 136, he goes on and on, Audrey, about everything his mercy endures through. Y'all help me out this morning now. Don't let the devil bind me up. I'm gonna fight. Y'all fight. I'm going to fight from the inside. Y'all fight from the outside.
Yeah.
And we'll meet in the middle, Sister Lisa. Sister Lisa, he goes through all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
He says, for this, it endures forever. For that, it endures forever.
Right.
For so on and so forth, forever. His mercy endureth forever. Mama, sometimes we as Christians don't think the Lord goes through anything.
That's right.
We think he sits on high and he looks down low and he don't really feel nothing, really think about nothing. We're just kind of disposable. You know what disposable means? Some of the liberals up there call us or deplorables.
Yeah.
They're disposables.
Yeah.
I heard one of them say, we need to have more children than the Republicans do because they're going to raise their children a certain way and we've got to outnumber them.
Yeah.
We're disposable. Babies are disposable to people. Sister Leslie, and I don't know a whole lot about politics unless I feel led to. Right now, I feel led to.
Yeah.
Them little babies that are so precious.
Yeah.
Mothers who cannot conceive, living in the right way, and are not blessed with children, mourn over the children that are lost more than their actual mothers.
Yeah.
Women who cannot even conceive are mourning the loss of babies whose mothers killed them.
Right.
Disposable, Sister Abby. Something that Sammy died. And we were in the church. And Cameron was sitting in the back pew, alive. Nothing had happened to her. She's like she'd always been alive. And Carrie was about right there, fourth pew back in the middle. And it was dark. It was light enough where you could see, but there were no lights on. And we were sitting in here like this. Every pew had people on it, but they were all spaced out. But every pew had people. There was no body. There was no funeral director. There was no singing. There was no preaching. And I was standing back there, and I come up to Caitlin, where Mom was at, and I said, Caitlin, what's wrong with this service? So what's the matter? So this ain't a funeral. Where's the body? Where's the director? Where's the preacher? Where's the singer? She said, you won't see the body? Let's go see the body. Me, her, and Carrie, and two or three other people went back there and had a back Sunday school room. I don't remember if we closed the door or not. I feel like we did. And back there in that closet, there was a closet back right here. Sammy's body was laying in front of that closet. Just no particular organization. Just laying. Not styled. Just laying. And he had a sheet covering him a little bit. He had on a white button-up and black slacks. Church clothes. And he started blinking and moving his eyes. And I said, Kevin, he's alive. She said, he is dead. She whispered to Carrie, she said, he'll sit up in a minute. He can do it by himself. And I said, Karen, if he can sit up, he is alive. She said, he is dead. I said, he sat up. I said, Karen, he's sitting up. She said, he is dead. He stood up, Sister Lisa, and walked to me. And I was backing up. No anger. He looked good. Looked normal. I had a fresh face, fresh clothes, no wrinkle. And I was backing up and I said, Karen, if he can walk to me, he's alive. She said, he is dead. I woke up from 3 o'clock in the morning and had that dream. It scared me to death. Petrified. How many chances? How much time? Sister Abby, that's a prime example of somebody God chased for years. Yeah. Sister Dina, chance after chance, time after time. That was a spiritual meaning. Spiritually, he is dead. You can walk, you can talk, you can sing, you can shout, but on the inside, you are dead. You can hide it in a Sunday school room, you can try to stuff it in a closet, but out in the front, it is dead. Sister B, don't tell me that God don't go so far with you. Don't tell me God don't search you out and find you out in the hidden places and give people dreams to seek after you. Yeah. People come spinning in tongues, shouting, praying to God, trying to get you up and get you somewhere. Don't tell me people don't live a life over and over again, seeking and praising and prophesying for you to miss it. God searches you out.
Yeah.
He said, I believe the 99. Sister Lisa, that might be why we can't get nowhere sometimes. Because the Spirit's out searching. Come on now. That might be, Sister Leslie, why the church can't get somewhere. Because the Spirit's out searching for that one that is lost. He said, I'd leave them. I'd leave them sitting around the church. Because I didn't come to save the righteous. I come to call the sinner and the ungodly. Forever, I suffer.
far away. When Moses was on that mountaintop, the Lord said, go on the mountain, and I'll meet you there.
Right.
But he didn't meet not Moses from heaven. He walked with Moses up the mountain.
Right.
He said, I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
But we're both going the same way. Yeah. I'm going with you up the mountain, because if I would help you up the
mountain,
you'll never make it up top. He didn't come, Sister Lisa, from up high to meet Moses down low.
Right.
He said, come here, Brother Dalton. What he said was, we can't talk right here, so we're going to go. Let's go up here.
Yeah.
You ever told somebody that?
Yeah.
You ever said, now's not the time. Let's go talk. We'll go over here. Sister Abby, you can be standing right beside the Lord and you're not touching.
That's right.
You can't see him.
Right.
That's
right.
Because you don't know where he's at. Put your hand up on your eyes. Don't cover up where you can't see me. You can't see me, can you?
Right.
Might not feel me because he's not.
That's
that
right.
Don't mean he's not there.
That's right.
He's never far away from his shoe.
Right.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right.
So he went right up that mountain with Moses. You know, see? He went right up that mountain. He said, let's go. We're going to go talk somewhere we can talk. Sometimes, Sister Lanford, you got to get away from stuff so you can talk to God.
Yes.
If you're sinning and grinning, you're not in a place you can talk to God. So you got to go get somewhere where you can talk to God. Sometimes, Sister Lisa, being out in this world full of so much sin and trouble, sometimes you feel like you really ain't getting a good signal through. That's why when we come to church, we don't want to have to fight these battles, but we might have to because the Lord, the Spirit might be out there calling somebody else, leaving the 99 to go find the one.
Right.
Right. But that footprint's in the sand. It says, I love you. The last line stands, I love you, and I will never leave you. During your trials and testing, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you.
Praise God.
Sister, if you don't believe he's carrying you, you got another thought coming.
Yeah.
Right. Mom, if you don't believe he's carrying you,
right,
you're too weak, you got another thought coming.
Yeah.
Grandma, if you don't believe he's carrying you, got the thought coming.
Right.
He carried Moses all the way up that mountain.
Yes.
And when Moses got on the top of that mountain, the Lord, Moses said, Lord, I'd like to see you. Didn't you say you'd meet me here?
Right.
I'd like to see you.
Yeah.
And the Lord just appeared, showed him his hind part.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to come down to do that. So it's like, Sister Lisa said, he was already there.
Right.
He just had to appear.
Right.
So, Brother Richie, he always shows up.
Yeah.
It's whether you let him show out or not.
Yes, right.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Come on now, Sister Dana. He always shows up.
Yes,
yeah.
He does.
But it's up to you if he shows out.
Right. Right.
You get what you give.
Yes, right.
And you give what you get.
Yeah, right out.
That's true. Sister, Lisa, I gotta apologize. When we were singing, I Never Shy, I felt like singing that last one, get old sinner come.
Yeah.
To Jesus, Jesus now.
Praise
at
the Lord.
His dear feet.
Yes,
just
humble
bow. Confess to him
your
every sin.
Yeah.
And save and cleanse and give you peace and joy with him. A boy looked just like a girl. like a woman. Got a more feminine voice than I do. Prettier hair.
It just flowed.
Nice hair.
I can thank you.
But when they were talking, they said, I deserve to go in the women's bathroom because I identify as a woman. Now, the Lord sculpted that boy. Sculpted his cheekbone. Sculpted his chin. Made him just what he wanted him to be.
Right.
Took time. When he was before, he was in his mother's womb. The Lord knew him.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you think that doesn't break God's heart?
Yes.
Yes.
We are made in his image. What you feel, he feels. Where you hurt, he hurts. The Lord, you don't think he suffers? Sister Abby? But he has mercy and he endures with the ones that still have a chance.
Yes, he
does. There'll be a time, Sister Leslie, when that spirit don't go out no more. Because
right.
It's got to stay to sustain his people.
That's right.
The ones that stay. There'll be a time when there's never another sinner's name called.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. I believe in the deathbed repentance is if you're called.
That's right.
If it calls you, I believe in the deathbed repentance. But you got to be careful with that. He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Strive, Sister Lisa, fight with man to pull them in. He said some would be snatched from the fire. Strive and fighting to save them. But he said, there will be time. I'll keep that battle up. Better watch them deathbed repentance. Be mighty careful. I've seen a many of them that didn't work.
Yeah. Right.
I've seen some that have. But I, in my little life, 25 years, and you know, when I was little, I said that. I said, I'll get saved later. But I'm 70, 80. I'll get saved later. And then I started watching people have been saved 70 and 80 years. I said, that's more like that. My testimony. I want that one. That sounds a little bit better, Sister Lisa.
Yeah.
I want to be trying to start, but you don't know that you're going to make it that long.
That's right.
That's right. There was a time I thought I was going to die when I was 30. I hope that don't happen because I'm not planning that no more. But y'all don't have time to get to it. If something does happen, you know what I mean? Lord, have mercy. Daddy and Grandma know how to hold him down. But Brother Richie, there's a time when it won't strive.
Right.
It's going to be here with God's people sustaining.
That's right.
The sheepfold. After a while, that one's chance, it's going to be gone. I appreciate the Lord this morning. I'm going to tell you something. I feel like we need to gather around the altar and pray. Because it's a trying time.
Yes, it is.
It's an enduring time. You know what to do.
Yeah.
And
right.
You do what you know to do. You know, when I tell them kids sometimes, they say, well, so-and-so did it. I said, but were you supposed to do it? You knew what you were supposed to do. You do what you're supposed to do. When you know to do wrong, to do good, and you don't do it, it's a sin unto you. Much known, much required. Little known, little required. I appreciate the Lord this morning. Find your place to pray and pray just like you feel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.